Hey guys, it's Scott Harris here, the founder of Ultimate Coach, where we train the world's best coaches. Stopping by to continue our conversation from last week about income and wealth. You know, we had so many great comments and so much great feedback. And one of the questions that came up, which I really want to address today, is how do I know if I'm wealthy? Now, we talked last week about the difference between income and wealth and how they're two very different things. But this week I wanted to chat to you about what does it mean to be wealthy and how can you already have an awareness of what being wealthy for you means. And I got to tell you, for me, with a beautiful, kind, sweet, caring, beautiful, gorgeous wife that I love and adore and four healthy, crazy, beautiful cherubs, I got to tell you that for us, being wealthy actually starts kind of in this room right here. You know, for us, we think it's so important to take care of your health and your energy and your vitality that of all the places that we go to, of all the rooms we have in our home, hanging out in the kitchen, taking care of our bodies, taking care of our nutrition, spending time together as a community in a little crazy village is really the key part for us of being wealthy. You know, and above and beyond that, I would say not just your health, but, you know, how are your relationships? When I say the word relationships, you know, I mean five different things. I mean your spouse. If you've got one, great. If you haven't got one, are you emotionally happy and joyous about the journey into finding one and becoming who you need to attract that person? Your relationship with your children, if you've got them, and if you haven't, that's cool too. The children that are in your life, nieces and nephews and godchildren and so on. Your relationships with your own parents, and if they're alive, fantastic. What's your relationship like with them? Your relationship with your siblings, and how does that work? And of course, ultimately, your relationships with your peers and your friends and those people you've chosen to have into your life. So how are you doing on your health? How are you doing on your relationships? How are you doing in your sense of fulfillment, your sense of journey, your sense of mission? You know, whatever you're doing for work, whether it's a multi-level marketing business, whether it's a great job and a profession you love and adore, whether it's maybe a transition and not your ideal thing, but you're doing it now to get by, or whether you're building some crazy business. Are you feeling a sense of mission and purpose about what you're doing? And if you are, that, I tell you, is the beginnings of being wealthy. Beyond that, what do you do for fun? Do you like adventure? Do you like fun? Do you like peace and serenity? Do you love to read? Do you love to sew? Do you love to go outdoors and play outdoor adventure sports? What do you do that fulfills you and nourishes you? And that absolutely is part of your wealth. And then I think most importantly of all, you know, sometimes we laugh at the names that our children ended up with. We've got wisdom, grace, faith, and justice. But you know what? Those words are important to us. And if I think about what true wealthiness means, am I really wealthy? I'd ask myself, you know, am I grateful every day? Am I happy every day? Do I have faith every day? Do I get more and more wisdom in my day? And am I moving more and more to being a just person, a person of goodness and making right decisions? So my little quick video for you this week is not about income or wealth. That was last week's blog. If you missed it, go watch it because there's some great stuff there. But I really want to chat to you today about wealthiness and how do I start my journey into income creation, my journey into wealth creation from a place of being wealthy, a place of being happy and blessed and grateful, a place of drinking your juices and eating your broccoli and taking care of your body, a place where you're investing in the relationships that are important to you, your children, your spouse, your community, your parents, your siblings, your chosen peer groups and friends. And of course, most importantly, your mission. What is it you're excited to do every day to get up and get going and make things happen in? So that's the concept for me of wealthy. And you can be wealthy right now, whether you're making, you know, a small amount of money, a medium amount of money, or a huge amount of money, whatever those numbers are to you. I'd encourage you to choose to be wealthy right now. It's a very simple thing. So that's my message for you. If you'd love to share it, we'd love for you to share it. If you have any questions or comments or maybe even things that you'd like me to talk about, to share about on this blog each week, we'd love to hear from them. There's lots of places you can do that here on the screen or on our website or somewhere else. Till then, live very, very deliberately. This is Scott Harris, your ultimate coach, saying bye for now.